You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3366. So we had a little bit of a scheduling glitch here at the podcast. So instead of doing our deep dive episode today, we are going to do a review of a short story. And it is not from the From a Certain Point of View collection of short stories, but it is a Return of the Jedi one nonetheless. And I will explain. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So we had to do a little reversal of episodes, so we'll do our deep dive episode on the Ahsoka series on part 6 tomorrow. Today we're going to talk about Star Wars Insider Magazine issue 221 because that just started arriving in subscriber mailboxes and it includes a brand new Star Wars Return of the Jedi related story, and this is one that is not included in From a Certain Point of View, so this is now the, I guess, 42nd short story related to Return of the Jedi coming out this year. And Insider 222 is going to have another short story from Return of the Jedi, or at least involving things related to Return of the Jedi, as well as the first Phase 3 short story from the High Republic. So there's going to be two short stories in the next issue, which is pretty amazing. Anyway, let's talk about the one that came out in 221. It's called Lost in the Woods by S.T. Bendy? Pronunciation always in here. B-E-N-D-E. Anyway, I will say right off the top, this one felt like a little bit of a missed opportunity. And the reason why I think that is because over in the Galaxy of Heroes mobile game, we were talking about this not too long ago, they introduced this new character, Captain Drogon, to the game, and, you know, brand new character in Star Wars canon who was on Endor during the Battle of Endor, helping to, you know, secure victory for the rebels. Well, the Major, who's a lead character in this Lost in the Woods story, it's not Captain Drogon, obviously, because it's Major, you know, somebody else entirely. Let me give you the name. It's Barrot Roht, basically, R-O-H-T. And I feel like this was an opportunity where the fact that they introduced this Captain Drogon character in Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, they had a chance to build his backstory a little bit more with a story like this Lost in the Woods story, and instead they did not decide to do that. So, you know, that felt like a missed opportunity, but that's okay. The story itself is, you know, it's fine. It's, you know, it's got its highlights. Basically, 3PO, and this is a full spoiler episode, by the way, 3PO is just kind of done with the whole golden guide business, and Wicket is part of the story, and he just keeps raving about how awesome 3PO is, and 3PO has just had enough of it, basically. He's so over it, and that is good fun. The story revolves around the fact that a member of Rogue Squadron, an A-Wing pilot named Havoc, who was part of Wedge's group at some point, has, you know, gone down somewhere on Endor, somewhere nearby to where the rebels are, and so Leia tasks this Major to go find the pilot and bring him back. Also, it turns out the pilot is an Abednido pilot, so that's why 3PO has to go along to translate, even though the sap from the trees is playing havoc with his systems. And then Wicket goes because, you know, Wicket is a good guide for everything. And, you know, 3PO can talk to Wicket and to this downed pilot. Then there are moments of foreshadowing about how, you know, the Major is entertained by the dialogue happening between 3PO and Wicket and says, yeah, if we don't run into any imps on this mission, then this is going to be pretty entertaining. Well, you know, of course they run into an Imperial, and there's a bit from 3PO about, like, you know, the odds of running into a giant predator on this planet are, and he gets cut off before he can tell the odds, but you're like, okay, that means there's going to be a giant predator in here somewhere. And so ultimately, the story ends up being sort of about military honor in the sense that the Imperial they find doesn't want help from the rebels and would just as soon shoot them, even though, you know, that Imperial is also crashed and in dire straits. But then Wicket, you know, says, hey, you know, it's Ewok policy to, you know, be nice to people after the war is over and, you know, and hostilities have ceased, which must be a bummer for the Ewoks because they had a pretty ready supply of meat with all those stormtroopers. But I guess, yeah, they're off the table now. And so the Imperial has a change of heart when the rebels get in trouble and ends up coming to their rescue and reflecting and thinking, oh, gee, you know, would we have been so nice to the rebels if, you know, we had won this? And probably not, but the rebels were trying to be nice to me. And so, yeah, I guess maybe the right side won after all. So yeah, the story was all right. It had its moments. It was a good, quick little read in Insider 221. And yeah, that's pretty much what I've got for you about that particular short story, Lost in the Woods. And again, there will be another Return of the Jedi related story in issue 222, along with the first short story from phase 3 of High Republic storytelling. That one's going to be by Lydia Kang. And that's what I've got for you for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.